Well, dear friends, we're just here in Lisburn and part of the old city. In fact, behind me here, there's one of the oldest structures in all of Lisburn, and it's the old castle wall. There's a date on it, 1677. Many years ago, there was a castle just on the other side of the wall in the beautiful castle gardens. The castle has long since gone, a couple of hundred years ago at least, just not sure of the date, but there used to be a nice castle in Lisburn, but it was destroyed. But part of the wall still remains, and it's well worth a visit if you're ever down in Lisburn. But you'll notice here behind me just this gate. And this gate in the castle wall, it lies to the east. And it does remind me a little bit of the city of Jerusalem, which is a walled city. And if you were to stand upon the Mount of Olives and look across to the city of Jerusalem, you would see there the eastern gate. And that was the gate that the king entered into. The gate now is bricked up and blocked up. But there's coming a day whenever the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to return. The Bible says that his feet shall stand in the Mount of Olives in the last day. And our Bible tells us that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And I think as we look at our world today, we see all sorts of signposts pointing towards the end time age and to the ultimate coming again of our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. That's a day that the Christian who is walking with God looks forward to with great anticipation, for the King is coming. And those who know him and those who love him and those who are redeemed by his precious blood, the Bible says they will serve him forever and ever, and they also will reign with him. As we think about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while we see many signposts that point to his coming, and we have the assurance in the Bible that he will come again, the Bible is also very, very clear that of that day and hour knoweth no man. Nobody knows whenever he's coming back again. We can see the signs of the times, but nobody knows exactly when he will come. The Bible says he is coming again like a thief in the night. He's coming in an hour whenever the world will not be looking for him. Just like the time whenever Noah entered into the ark and then suddenly the floods came. People weren't expecting it. They weren't anticipating that judgment to come. And even so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And for that reason the Bible exhorts us, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. As we think about that day whenever the King will come, every eye shall see him, his feet shall stand in the Mount of Olives. I wonder, are you ready? Are you watching? Are you waiting? Are you witnessing? And are you working? Whenever Jesus Christ comes back again, many people will be caught out because they'll not be ready. Many religious hypocrites will be caught on because they didn't have reality. But those who are watching and waiting, witnessing and working, they will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. What a wonderful hope, what a wonderful prospect. I just conclude with one little verse from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28. John says, writing to Christians, and now little children, abide in him, that whenever he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Christian, can I ask you today, or professing Christian, if Jesus Christ was to come back right now, would you be ready or would you be ashamed? Let's endeavour to be the best that we can be. Let's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Let us labour for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And then when life is over and our work on earth is done and our role is called up yonder, we'll be there. God bless you and see you again next time.